Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, and this is Raz, my father. We're a father-son team here.
Hello.
RiskFeesTaxes.com. That's our website for Higher Ground Financial Group. You can go to RiskFeesTaxes.com. Those are the three biggest killers in retirement. To minimize those risks and killers so that you can have a better, more sustainable income in retirement.
But Daniel, don't you have to take risks in order to grow your money?
Well, a lot of people say that, right? They say no risk, no reward.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times that's not the case. You know, more or less risk can give you a better result. For example, I came across a study recently that showed something like 96% of all stocks in the last 90 years or so have basically performed as well as treasury bills.
Wow.
Cash.
That's just crazy.
So the top 1,000 stocks, or the top 500 stocks, which is the S&P 500, have performed better than that, much better than that. But if you're just picking random stocks, just because it's really cheap or it's volatile, it's going up and down a lot, it's very risky, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a good result.
So basically, it's gambling.
It kind of is. You know, anytime you're dealing with opinion-based assets, it is a gamble. Because your property or your asset is not worth what you think it's worth. It's worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it. And that's really, really important. Most of you guys that are listening to this show have assets that are primarily opinion-based assets. You have money in the stock market. You have money in bonds. You have money in your 401k. Maybe you have a house or multiple properties. These are all valued based on somebody else's opinion, market opinion. So you're not really diversified if everything that you own is in opinion-based assets.
Right.
So what would be a real way to diversify out of that? What's the other category?
Well, the other category is contract-based assets. So contract-based assets are like your bank or treasury, CDs. Those are based on a contract, life insurance, annuities, mortgage statements, rental contracts. Those are all contracts.
So rental properties, but I thought properties, like a rental contract, shouldn't a property be opinion-based?
The value of the property going up or down is opinion-based, but the rental contract, you have a contract with somebody to rent. And so you know what that is, and that's a contract. So anything that has identified in writing what you're going to get what period of time is a contract.
And that's very important as well, because a contract is great for diversification, but it's still only as strong as whoever is guaranteeing it.
Correct.
In the case of a tenant, a single tenant, that's one person guaranteeing something that he'll pay the rent, and hopefully he does, but if he doesn't, that's a risk there that you have. Whereas if you deal with a large bank or even a stronger, a large insurance company that's offering a contract-based asset, then usually, hopefully, you're picking a good company that has good ratings and they have billions of dollars to back up the contracts and the guarantees that they're telling you. So it's very important not just to look at any contract, because not every contract is going to be a good contract, but that category, contract assets, is a good way to diversify out of just opinion-based assets.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, Daniel, you being a lawyer, and we have a bunch of lawyers on our team, clients reach out to us, do a video meeting, and they're oftentimes able to share the contracts with our law firm and say, okay, what is your opinion? And we do a great job in really helping them understand what the contract says, whether it makes sense or not, whether it's really worth moving forward.
So that brings us up to a good point. So if you want to meet with us and find out how we can reduce your risk, fees, and taxes, how we can improve potentially or give you advice on the contracts that you already have, go to my website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. You can schedule a free video call with us, and we'll be happy to go over the different options for you to minimize your risk, fees, and taxes.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of people that have had annuities in the last, they bought them 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, or even 10, 15 years ago. And, it's always good to take a look and see if you can refinance those, because, things that were sold a while ago, even 3 or 4 years ago when the interest rates were so much lower, they may be outdated. Even if you have a surrender charge, it may still be worthwhile to take a look at refinancing.
For example, there were two different clients that I ran across just in the last few weeks, and both of them had existing variable annuities.
And that was the best thing sliced bread back in the 90s and 2000s. I know everyone was selling variable annuities like crazy.
And they bought these annuities back in 2010, 2014, 2015, that time frame. And they've had them for a while. In fact, they're not only past the accumulation phase, they're in the income phase. So both of these clients were getting guaranteed lifetime income. So that was the good thing. That's what they wanted out of these products. They wanted guaranteed lifetime income. And a traditional variable annuity was able to provide that at the time.
So let's pick one, for example. One of them, the clients had $1 million, yep, and their fees were roughly like 4%, right?
Yeah, it was about 3.5% actually. So 3.5%.
Even after that, they were still getting $50,000 a year guaranteed for the rest of their life, and they were 68.
Yes. So he's 68 years old, getting $50,000 for the rest of his life. And if he were to keep it and do nothing, even if the market crashed on the variable annuity because they can lose value, he will still get that same guaranteed income for the rest of his life. But
that sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's a pretty good deal. At least it was at the time. But because interest rates are so high right now, he was able to take that $1 million variable annuity and move it into a competitor's product and a fixed product that was not subject to market risk. So he got rid of all the risk of market loss. He got rid of about 2/3 of the fees. So the fees went down from 3.5% to about 1.1%. And he was able to increase his income by about 60%, moving from $50,000 a year to $80,000 a year guaranteed lifetime income. That's a huge difference. So it was a no-brainer to be able to move and refinance that annuity. So a lot of people talk about refinancing your house. You know, when interest rates drop, that's when you refinance your house. But the opposite is true for retirement. When interest rates go up, you want to refinance your retirement. So if you have an annuity already and it's been a few years, or even a couple of years since you looked at what the options are to improve or increase the guarantees that you have on your contract. And we're not talking about hypothetical performance. Yeah. This is guaranteed in writing from an A-rated company that this is what the client was going to get. And it's a huge deal. Now, you don't have to have $1 million for that to work with. There was another client. She had about a couple $100,000, $200,000 or so. And she was getting, again, about 5% on her variable annuity. And again, this one actually was one of the cheapest variable annuities I've seen. It was still about 2.5% of fees every year.
Yeah.
And she was also getting about 5% income.
So she was getting income guaranteed, but she had an issue. She wanted to take a little bit of money out. And if she did that, then she would violate the guarantee and she wouldn't have that guarantee anymore.
Exactly. So she was able to move that one to a new contract, take out some money first, and still have a guarantee that was about 50% higher than what she was getting before.
Unbelievable.
So when we say on this program that many of our clients retire 3 to 5 years sooner than they thought was possible, they have 50% potentially more income than they thought they would have, and they save $1 million or more in taxes, this is the type of thing we're talking about. It is definitely possible. But you got to talk to us. This is not fiduciary advice for you. It will be. We are fiduciaries. When we meet with you and do the video call, we'll give you specific advice for your situation, and we'll see what exactly we can help you with and how we can improve what you've got going on.
It all starts with an analysis. Riskfeestaxes.com, right?
Yep. Riskfeestaxes.com.
Get online, make an appointment, and let us do an analysis. Let us analyze what you currently have, what are you trying to do, and give you some good ideas, because you can't make a decision without good information. See, there's so many people out there saying lots of things. I mean, look at TikTok, Instagram. There's so much information. You don't even know what's true anymore, right?
And there's a new tax idea, it seems, on TikTok every 10 minutes. And most of them are garbage. They're not really actual. I think, well, probably one of these shows we ought to go through a few of those tax traps that people get into on TikTok. But definitely you should talk to a licensed tax attorney to get real actionable information. And, I know we're running out of time in the segment, but we came across a client recently who had paid something like almost $10,000 for a tax plan from an advisor. But the plan said, this is not tax advice. Well, then why did you buy a tax plan that says this is not tax advice? What are you getting from that? You know, and why is the advisor not willing to back that up and stand by it and say, this is really tax advice?
Because they're not a tax attorney. And if they're not a tax attorney, they can't back it up. They can have opinions, but they can't actually give you advice.
So you should go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to get to talk to an actual tax attorney and get a plan to minimize your taxes and increase your income.
But Daniel, what if somebody wants to, you know, we started to open this segment up with that article that talks about stocks going, not doing it nearly as well as people think they are, but everybody thinks they really do well. And you want evidence-based, right? So what if somebody wants to look at that article? How do they do that? Can they just call you?
Yeah, they can email us or call us, or they can just schedule a meeting and ask for it. We have all the research. We don't hold anything back. Everything's transparent here. We'll give you all the data to back up what we're saying.
So this is not some article from some, you know, kids that were in the basement.
It was a published article at a university just a few years ago that outlines that the majority, the vast majority, more than 90% of stocks, in fact, just in the last 30 years, only 2.4% of stocks have done better than treasuries.
That's crazy.
So you're thinking, well, this is a time when treasuries, until a couple of years ago anyway, treasuries have been really, really, really low, paid 1% or 2% or 3%. So for many of those years, but most stocks, almost all stocks have not. There's been a few that have carried the S&P 500 through all of this into huge heights, but it's only been just a few stocks. So you got to think about this. If you know this, you know for the last 30 years or so, only 2.4% of stocks have done better than treasuries. Are you going to be one of the lucky few people that picks the right 2.4% of stocks for the next 30 years in retirement? Or are you going to be better off in treasuries?
It's sort of like going to the mall in D.C. and picking out a pro golf player. I mean, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of them out there, but how do you know which one's a pro golf player? You know, there's a lot of golfers out there, but which one's a pro?
Exactly. So it's hard to find those winners. And that's why people say, oh, you should diversify, buy all the stocks. Okay, well, now you're still intentionally buying a bunch that are really not going to perform. Or you could carve out a large portion of your money, have it protected from loss, so that it doesn't matter whether you pick winners with the little bit that you want to be at risk. And that portion, go ahead and go big, and maybe you'll get lucky and have a huge return. But the majority of your retirement, anything you're relying on for income, should be protected, should be certain. And you can do that with either a pension, or you could do it with a volatility buffer strategy, which we've talked about on this program before. If you want to hear some of our past segments, by the way, you can go to a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and you type in Higher Ground Financial Group, you can see all our segments there, and you can download us on all the different podcast platforms as well. We have our segments published there. So you could find some of our past episodes. If there's a topic that you want to hear about, yep, chances are we have spoken about it. But if there's another topic you want to hear about, go ahead and email us or call us and let us know, and we'll try to discuss it on this program as well. So again, I'm Daniel, and this is Raz here.
Yep.
And we're with Higher Ground Financial Group. You can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule an appointment. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
And our purpose is to give you more good, correct, clean information. So that's where we go for. So go ahead and ask us. We'll get you good information.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.